AAA Carolina Gold. We left my mother at the kitchen table, surrounded by a congregation of Svedka bottles. She meant to take me days ago, before the fair had turned to this, a broken-toothed scatter of stalls and tents, all the rides like ornate parrots put to rest beneath a sheet, quiet as clouds, sweat-smudged men dismantled things, their beards like rashes built from shadow. Uncle Roy's forearms flexed as he coiled cords, dark as the hair on the back of his hands. Nobody paid me a lick of attention, like they knew I was useless, delicate as a cat with a hurt paw, my t-shirt heavy with sweat. I roamed the lot until I finally found my way to them, the butter bust, painfully pale, sealed behind the glass of a squat display trailer. They looked otherworldly, like themselves but smeared, Griffith, Graham, Earnhardt, and Carolyn Leonard, the First Lady of North Carolina, smiling sourly. The sun was relentless, a sculptor in reverse, Dale's nose a clot on the plinth, an alien smoothness where Billy's mouth used to be, and Carolyn's eyes, half gone but still staring blankly through my face, as if I was the thing a crowd would pay to see, admired for a week, then left to melt in the gut of September.